हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम इन आर जी शो वंस अगेन। टुडे वी आर लिसनिंग इलॉन मस्क बायोग्राफी। साउथ अफ्रीकन एंटरप्रेन्योर इलॉन मस्क इज नोन फॉर फाउंडिंग टेस्ला मोटर्स एंड स्पेसएक्स, विच लॉन्च्ड अ लैंडमार्क कमर्शियल स्पेसक्राफ्ट इन 2012। हु इज इलॉन मस्क? Elon Musk is a South African-born American entrepreneur and businessman who founded X.com in 1919, which is later became PayPal, SpaceX in 2002, and Tesla Motors in 2003. Musk became a multimillionaire in his late 20s when he sold his first startup company, Zip2, to a division of Compaq Computers. Musk made headlines in May 2012 when SpaceX launched a rocket that would send the first commercial vehicle to the International Space Station. He bolstered his portfolio with the purchase of SolarCity in 2016 and cemented his standing as a leader of industry by taking on an advisory role in the early days of President Donald Trump administration. Early life. Musk was born on June 28, 1971, in Pretoria, South Africa. As a child, Musk was so lost in his daydreams about inventions that his parents and doctors ordered a test to check his hearing. At about the time of his parents' divorce, when he was 10, Musk developed an interest in computers. He taught himself how to program, and when he was 12, he sold his first software, a game he created called Blaster. In grade school, Musk was short, introverted, and bookish. He was bullied until he was 15 and went through a growth spurt and learned how to defend himself with karate and wrestling. Family. Musk's mother, Mae Musk, is a Canadian model and the oldest woman to star in a CoverGirl campaign. When Musk was growing up, she worked 5 jobs at one point to support her family. Musk's father, Errol Musk, is a wealthy South African engineer. Musk spent his early childhood with his brother Kimball and sister Tosca in South Africa. His parents divorced when he was 10. Education. At the age 17 in 1989, Musk moved to Canada to attend Queen's University and avoid mandatory service in the South African military. Musk obtained his Canadian citizenship that year in part because he felt it would be easier to obtain American citizenship via that path. In 1992, Musk left Canada to study business and physics at the University of Pennsylvania. He graduated with an undergraduate degree in economics and stayed for a second bachelor's degree in physics. After leaving Penn, Musk headed to Stanford University in California to pursue a PhD in energy physics. However, his move was timed perfectly with the internet boom, and he dropped out of Stanford after just 2 days to become a part of it, launching his first company, Zip2 Corporation, in 1995. Musk became a US citizen in 2002. Companies of Musk. Musk launched his first company, Zip2 Corporation, in 1995 with his brother Kimball Musk, an online city guide. Zip2 was soon providing content for the new websites of both the New York Times and Chicago Tribune. In 1999, a division of Compaq Computers Corporation bought a Zip2 for $307 million in cash and $34 million in stock options. Second company, PayPal. In 1999, Elon and Kimball Musk used the money from their sale of Zip2 to found X.com, an online financial services and payments company, and X.com acquisition the following year led to the creation of PayPal as it known today. In October 2002, Musk earned his first billion when PayPal was acquired by eBay for $1.5 billion in stock. Before the sale, Musk owned 11% of PayPal stock. SpaceX. Musk founded his third company, Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, or SpaceX, in 2002 with the intention of building spacecraft for commercial space travel. By 2008, SpaceX was well established and NASA awarded the company the contract to handle cargo transport for the International Space Station, with the plans for astronaut transport in the future, in a move to replace NASA's own space shuttle missions. On May 22, 2012, Musk and SpaceX made history when the company launched its Falcon 9 rocket into the space with an unnamed capsule. The vehicle was sent to the International Space Station with 100 pounds of supplies for the astronauts stationed there, marking the first time a private company had sent a spacecraft to the International Space Station. Of the launch, Musk was quoted as saying, "I feel very lucky. For us, it's like winning the Super Bowl." In December 2013, a Falcon 9 successfully carried a satellite to geosynchronous transfer orbit, a distance at which the satellite would lock into an orbital path that matched the Earth's rotation. In February 2015, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 fitted with the Deep Space Climate Observatory, DSCOVR, satellite, aiming to observe the extreme emissions from the sun that affect power grids and communication system on Earth. In March 2017, SpaceX saw the successful test flight and landing of Falcon 9 rocket made from reusable parts, a development that opened the door for more affordable space travel. A setback came in 2017 when an explosion occurred during the test of the company's new Block 5 Merlin engine. SpaceX reported that no one was hurt and that issue would not hamper its planned rollout of a future generation of Falcon 9 rockets. The company enjoyed another milestone moment in February 2018 with a successful test launch of powerful Falcon Heavy rocket. Armed with the additional Falcon 9 boosters, the Falcon Heavy was designed to carry immense payloads into orbit and potentially serve a vessel for the deep space missions. For the test launch, the Falcon Heavy was given payload of Musk's cherry red Tesla Roadster, equipped with the cameras to provide some epic views for the vehicle's planned orbit around the sun. In July 2018, SpaceX enjoyed the successful landing of new Block 5 Falcon rocket, which touched down a drone ship in less than 9 minutes after a liftoff. In September 2017, Musk presented an updated design plan for his BFR, an acronym for either Big F King rocket or Big Falcon rocket, a A-31 engine behemoth topped by a spaceship capable of carrying at least 100 people. He revealed that SpaceX was aiming to launch the first cargo missions to Mars with the vehicle in 2022 as a part of his overarching goal of colonizing the Red Planet. In March 2018, the entrepreneurs told an audience at the annual South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, that he hoped to have the BFR ready for short flights early the following year. While delivering a knowing nod at his previous problems with the meeting deadlines, the following month it was announced that SpaceX would construct a facility at the Port of Los Angeles to build and house the BFR. The port property presented an ideal location for SpaceX, as its mammoth rocket will only be movable by barge or a ship when completed. In late March 2018, SpaceX received permission from US government to launch a fleet of satellites into low orbit for the purpose of providing internet services. The satellite network, named Starlink, would ideally make broadband service more accessible in rural areas, while also boosting competition in heavily populated markets that are typically dominated by one or two providers. SpaceX launched the first batch of 60 satellites in May 2019 and followed with another payload of 60 satellites that November. While this represented significant progress of Starlink venture, the appearance of these bright orbiters in the night sky with the potential of thousands to more to come, worried astronomers who felt that a proliferation of satellites would increase the difficulty of studying distant objects in space. Fourth company, Tesla Motors. Musk is a co-founder, CEO, and product architect at Tesla Motors, a company formed in 2003 that is dedicated to producing affordable mass-market electric cars as well as battery products and solar roof. Musk oversees all product development, engineering, and design of the company's product. 5 years after its formation in March 2008, Tesla unveiled the Roadster, a sports car capable of accelerating from 0 to 60 mph in 3.7 seconds, as well as traveling nearly 250 miles between charges of its lithium-ion battery. With a stake in the company taken by Daimler and strategic partnership with the Toyota, Tesla Motors launched its initial public offering in June 2010, raising $226 million. In August 2008, Tesla announced plans for its Model S, the company's first electric sedan that was reportedly meant to take on the BMW 5 Series in 2012. The Model S finally entered production at starting price of $58,570, capable of covering 265 miles between the charges. It was honored as the 2013 Car of the Year by Motor Trend magazine. In April 2017, Tesla announced that it surpassed General Motors to become the most valuable US car maker. The news was an obvious boon to Tesla, which was looking to ramp up production and release its Model 3 sedan later that year. In September 2019, using what Musk described a blade powertrain, a Model S set a speed record for four-door sedan at Laguna Seca Raceway in Monterey County, California. The Model 3 was officially launched in March 2019, following extensive production delays. The car was initially priced at $35,000, a much more accessible price point than the $69,500 and up for its Model S and X electric sedans. After initially aiming to produce 5,000 new Model 3 cars per week by December 2017, Musk pushed that goal back to March 2018, then to June. With the start of the new year, the announced delay didn't surprise industry experts, who were well aware of the company's production problems, though some questioned how long investors would remain patient with the process. It also didn't prevent Musk from garnering a radical new compensation package as a CEO, in which he would pay after reaching milestone of growing valuation based on 50 billion increments. By April 2018, with Tesla expected to fall short of first quarter production forecast, news surfaced that Musk had pushed aside the head of engineering to personally oversee efforts in that division. In a Twitter exchange with the reporter, Musk said it was important to divide and conquer to meet production goals, and was back to sleeping at factory. After signaling that company would recognize its management structure, Musk in June announced that Tesla was laying off 9% of its workforce, though its production department would remain intact. In an email to employees, Musk explained his decision to eliminate some duplication of roles to cut costs, admitting it was time to take serious steps towards turning a profit. The restructuring appeared to pay dividends, as it was announced that Tesla had met its goal of producing 500,000 Model 3 cars per week by the end of June 2018, while churning out another 2,000 Model S sedans and Model X SUVs. "We did it," Musk wrote in a celebratory email to the company. "What an incredible job by an amazing team." The following February, Musk announced that the company was finally rolling out its standard Model 3. Musk also said that Tesla was shifting to all online sales and offering customers the chance to return their cars within 7 days or 1,000 miles for a full refund. In November 2017, Musk made another splash with the unveiling of new Tesla Semi and Roadster at the company's design studio. The Semi truck, which was expected to enter into the production in 2019 before being delayed, boasts 500 miles of range as well as battery and motors built to last 1 million miles. In March 2019, Musk unveiled Tesla's long-awaited Model Y, the compact crossover which began arriving for customers in March 2020, has a driving range of 300 miles and a 0 to 60 mph time of 3.5 seconds. The Roadster also set to be released in 2020. Will become the fastest production car ever made with a 0 to 60 time of 1.9 seconds. Fifth company, SolarCity. In August 2016, in Musk's continuing effort to promote and advance sustainable energy and products for a wider consumer base, a $2.6 billion deal was solidified to combine his electric car and solar energy companies. His Tesla Motors Inc. announced an all-stock deal purchase of SolarCity Corporation, a company Musk had helped in Cousins start in 2006. He is a majority shareholder in each entity. Solar and storage are at their best when they are combined as one company. Tesla and SolarCity can create fully integrated residential, commercial, and grid-scale products that improve the way that energy is generated, stored, and consumed. Read the statement on Tesla's website about the deal. The sixth company is The Boring Company. In January 2017, Musk launched The Boring Company, a company devoted to boring and building tunnels in order to reduce street traffic. He began with a test dig on the SpaceX property in Los Angeles. In late October of that year, Musk posted the first photo of his company progress to his Instagram page. He said the 500-foot tunnel, which would generally run parallel to Interstate 405, would reach the length of 2 miles in approximately 4 months. In May 2019, the company, now known as TBC, landed a $48.7 million contract from Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority to build an underground loop system to shuttle people around the Las Vegas Convention Center. So these are the companies owned by Elon Musk, sir. Now, the inventions and innovations made by Elon Musk, sir. The first innovation was Hyperloop. In August 2013, Musk released a concept of a new form of transportation called the Hyperloop, an invention that would foster commuting between major cities while severely cutting travel time. Ideally resistant to weather and powered by renewable energy, the Hyperloop would propel riders in the pods through a network of low pressure tubes at the speeds reaching more than 700 mph. Musk noted that Hyperloop could take from 7 to 10 years to build and ready for use. Although he introduced the Hyperloop with the claims that it would be safer than plane or train, with an estimated cost of $6 billion, approximately one-tenth of the cost for the rail system land by the state of California. Musk's concept has drawn skepticism. Nevertheless, the entrepreneur has sought to encourage the development of this idea. After he announced a competition for teams to submit their designs for a Hyperloop pod prototype, the first Hyperloop pod competition was held at the SpaceX facility in January 2017. A speed record of 284 mph was set by a German student engineering team at the competition number 3 in 2018, with the same team pushing the record to 287 mph the next year. AI and Neuralink. Musk has pursued an interest in artificial intelligence, becoming co-chair of the non-profit OpenAI. The research company launched in late 2015 with a stated mission of advancing digital intelligence to benefit humanity. In 2017, it was also reported that Musk was backing a venture called Neuralink, which intends to create devices to be implanted in the human brain and help people merge with the software. He expanded on the company's progress during a July 2019 discussion, revealing that its devices will consist of a microscopic chip that connects via Bluetooth to a smartphone. High-speed train. In late November 2017, after Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel asked for proposals to build and operate a high-speed rail line that would transport passengers from O'Hare Airport to the downtown Chicago in 20 minutes or less, Musk tweeted that he was all in on the competition with the Boring Company. He said that concept of Chicago Loop would be the different from his Hyperloop. It's relatively short route, not requiring the need for drawing a vacuum to eliminate air friction. In summer 2018, Musk announced he would cover the estimated $1 billion needed to dig the 17-mile tunnel from the airport to the downtown Chicago. However, in the late 2019, he tweeted that TBC would focus on completing the commercial tunnel in Las Vegas before turning to other projects, suggesting that plans for Chicago would remain in limbo for the immediate future. Flamethrower. Musk also reportedly found a market for the Boring Company flamethrowers after announcing they were going on a sale for $500 apiece. In a late January 2018, he claimed to have sold 10,000 of them within a day. So, this is all the inventions made by Elon Musk, sir. Now, about the personal life, wives and children. Musk has been married twice. He wed Justine Wilson in 2000 and couple had 6 children together. In 2002, their first son died at 10 weeks old from sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. Musk and Wilson have 5 additional sons together. Twins Griffin and Xavier, born in 2004, and triplets Kaya, Saxon, and Damian, born in 2006. After a contentious divorce from Wilson, Musk met actress Taula Frehley. The couple married in 2010. They split in 2012 but married each other again in 2013. The relationship ultimately ended in divorce in 2016. Girlfriends. Musk reportedly began dating actress Amber Heard in 2016 after finalizing his divorce with Frehley, and Heard finalized her divorce from Johnny Depp. Their busy schedules caused the couple to break up in August 2017. They got back together in January 2018 and split again 1 month later. In May 2018, Musk began dating musician Grimes, born Claire Boucher. That month, Grimes announced that she had changed her name to C, the symbol for the speed of light, and reportedly on the encouragement of Musk, fans criticized the feminist performer for dating a billionaire whose company has been described a predator zone among the accusations of sexual harassment. The couple discussed their love for one another in March 2019, featuring Wall Street Journal magazine, with Grimes saying, "Look, I love him. He's great. I mean, he's a super interesting goddamn person." Musk, for his part, told the journal, "I love C's wild, fierce artistic creativity and hyper intense work ethic." Grimes gave birth to their son on May 4, 2020, with Musk announcing that they had named the boy XAE12 later in the month, after it was reported that the state of California wouldn't accept a name with a number. The couple said that they were changing their son's name to XAEAXII. Non-profit works done by Elon Musk, sir. The boundless potential of space exploration and preservation of future for the human race have become the cornerstones of Musk's abiding interest, and toward this he has founded the Musk Foundation, with a dedicated to space exploration and the discovery of renewable and clean energy sources. In October 2019, Musk pledged to donate $1 million to the Team Trees campaign, which aims to plant 20 million trees around the world by 2020. He even changed his Twitter name to Trillon for the occasion. So this is all about Elon Musk, sir. If you like this biography, must share with your friends, and thanks for listening to me. Goodbye.